everybody yesterday was kind of just in shock about what happened, particularly in the running community. And I got so many texts and phone calls and emails and Facebook messages, you know, from people sort of saying, hey, what can we do? You know, what can we do to help? And right now the news, you know, it's, we're still getting news of what's going on, and even some stuff I've read that they've turned away blood donations in Boston. And it's, so it's just really hard right now for people to know what they can do. And so we said, let's do what runners do, and that's get back out and run, and not let something like this keep us from doing this sport and this thing that we love to do. And so Run for Boston 417 is what we're calling it, and we just launched it this morning, and it's very simple. It's not one race. It's not one place. We hope that it's going to happen across the country where people will gather in small groups from morning all the way through the day and the evening. They'll wear blue and yellow, which are the colors of the Boston Marathon, and they'll take a simple picture with a sign that says Run for Boston, the name of their city and state, and post them to the Facebook page. And then all day long tomorrow, people will just be going out and remembering the folks in Boston, and, you know, doing what long-distance runners or runners of any variety do, and that's get back out there and run even when things are tough.
And even those who don't run, go ahead and walk.
Absolutely, yeah. We're calling it run just for simplicity, but, yeah, if somebody can, you know, walk, run, jog, it's a quarter mile or a marathon, it doesn't matter to us. We think this right now is an easy, a tangible, a beautiful way for us to honor the folks in Boston. And just to say, we're here with you, we're beside you, we're standing with you, we're running with you, and, you know, we're going to be okay, we're going to get through this, but we just want you to know that we're here.